In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him. And without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light which enlightens everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. We have seen his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was a he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The Gospel of the Lord. Be seated. In the beginning was the Word. This Word was Jesus Christ, who was there from the foundations of the universe, before the universe, with the Heavenly Father. As we hear these words of the Gospel, it points our eyes and hearts back to the beginning of the universe, and then places the redemption of the universe and of humanity in this manger, on this day. You see, in the beginning, God created the light, separating it from the darkness. He created the heavens with the stars, and the earth, and the creatures that dwell on the earth. But we know darkness and confusion, chaos, came into the universe with the fall of the angels who became the demons. But we could only know the darkness through the creation of light. Jesus is the light. So, from time immemorial, there was light and there was darkness. Can recognize that there was a battle for good, for evil. The demons were confusing things in the universe, causing chaos and disorder. But the Lord would not leave it that way. He created a separate place, paradise, for Adam and Eve. Apart from the chaos that we know, part of God's creation that was good. But we know that this too fell to the sin of Adam and Eve, so that then disease and death came into the world, causing all the sufferings that we've had since then, wars and pandemics, are caused by sin. Sin in people's hearts, and the disorder because we're not following the Lord, and creation is moaning and groaning, awaiting for its redemption. For the redemption of man and of all creation started this day, last night, with the birth of this child. So in the beginning, there was created light and life. Today, there is born light and life into the world. In the beginning, there was darkness and death that came into the universe over time. But now, life and light is born unto the world. At the fall, there was error, sin that came into the minds of men and over all of creation. But now, there is truth and holiness that is born unto us. We can recognize then that this child born unto us is not just a nice story, an obscure little child born 2,000 years ago. This child is the Word made flesh, the hope of our salvation, is the light that can overcome the darkness of our lives. It is the dawn of a new creation in the Lord, redemption of the old. For here we have now a new Adam and a new Eve. The new Adam and the child Jesus, the new Eve and the Mother Mary, who now say yes to the words of the angel and completely do the will of the Heavenly Father, reordering that which was lost, recapitulating in their persons, bringing back to the Heavenly Father that which was out of order. To understand this, we must walk with Joseph and Mary. Must wander with that child Jesus and continue to meditate, the summation of which comes only at the Epiphany, when we receive the light of the Lord and then is realized in the baptism of Christ. You see, at the Epiphany, we recognize the wisdom of the pilgrims that come to see this sight. And as we give gifts with the wise men from afar, we receive back a greater wisdom to understand the truth, the peace, the light, directing us further to enter into that life of Christ, to enter into the depths of the waters, into the fear of death, into the redemption of Christ who died for us, and to rise with him to new life. This is the enlightenment the Lord wishes to give to us. Not the false enlightenment of Buddhism and other religions, but the truth of the way of creation by the Creator himself. Not a nothingness that flees reality, but a fullness that enters into the truth of reality, to the Word that was made flesh, the Word that was there in the beginning, and the Word that became a little child. This is the way of enlightenment, holiness. We wish to maintain this throughout the year. We can never come back to seek the seed, to be living in that house of Nazareth, Joseph and Mary and the child Jesus. To be there, not just today, but in the days, the weeks to come, waiting the time when we can hold our candles alight, coming back into the church and bringing our light to the child Jesus, presenting it to him, for this is the light that he has given unto us. And this time, especially, we need to take hold of this light. Not to live in the darkness and the confusion and the anxiety about pandemics and government actions. But in the hope of a mother and a father, the hope of the shepherds, the wise men, to see and believe in faith, the angels that adore, and recognize that this has been planned from the beginning. The light was separated from the darkness, but the darkness does not overcome. The light comes into the world as John testified to it. The light will conquer. The Lord's plan will be fulfilled. The promise of the new heavens and the new earth starts here. The groaning of the redemption of the universe and of mankind starts this day. And it will be fulfilled in this child born unto us, who died for us and opened up the childhood of God for all humanity. Let us then always, throughout this year, our lives, live in that childhood, live in the wonderment, live in this day with Joseph and Mary. Pilgrims enlightened by the way of the Lord, continue throughout our lives. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.